say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever mind.
My father is one of those men that offers up sage advice at just the right moment. Of the two things he taught me about women, this is one of them. One day, my father and I were sitting in his living room. My 4-year-old daughter, her 3 cousins of the same age, my mother, my sister-in-law, and my cousin's wife were all crammed into their small bathroom as the little girls played in the tub. Suddenly, I heard my daughter screech. I bolted upright, preparing to come to her rescue. My father raised his hand and said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, sit back down." There are 7 women in that room. You don't need to be in there. Well, that about sums it up. I'm now learning that these girls who stole my heart unknowingly break it every day. I watch as they grow up, and every little thing they do makes me proud and sad and happy, and I feel stupid and wise and old. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we will listen to a tape called Me and My Teenage Daughter. force it on yours so you can also enjoy protests through scrunched faces and rolling eyeballs. Hold on. I need to press play.
La la loo, la la loo, oh my little star sweeper, I'll sweep the stardust for you. La la loo, la la loo, little soft fluffy sleeper, here comes a pink cloud for you. La la loo, la la loo, little wandering angel, hold up your wings, close your eyes. La la loo, la la loo. La la loo, la la loo, la la loo. There now, little star sweeper, dream on.
Castle by a waterfall with a pink and purple wall and a princess living there. She had no parents and was all alone. She got by on her own and she liked it pretty well, 'cause she never wore socks. She had a pet snake. She bought her a guitar and she ate a whole cake, and there wasn't anybody there to tell her what to do, so she did what she wanted to. Everybody knew the story of the princess who saved herself. There was a dragon with a pointy tail. He was bigger than a whale and his breath was terrible. He scared the princess when he came around. Tried to burn the castle down, but she caught him by his tail. Then she tied him to a tree so the dragon couldn't fly. She told him he was mean and it made the dragon cry. When he finally apologized, she offered him some tea. He accepted it graciously. Now he visits every weekend with the princess who saved herself.
Hello?
Hey, beautiful. Prince Philip.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Yeah, we met at the ball. I was the handsome one. I was wearing
Hey, Philip. Tell me if this sounds like a phone hanging up.
Yeah, it totally does. Hello? Oh, I see. There we go.
Hello?
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the...
Oh, come on!
There was a witch who was an evil queen. She was wrinkled, old, and green. The princess in her silver gown put the poison apple down, asked her where she bought her clothes. So they got the witch a dress, put some makeup on her face. They started up a band and the dragon played the bass. Every Saturday they play until their fingertips are sore, mostly math, rock, and cuddlecore. And they call themselves the kingdom of the princess who saved herself.
The princess who
Thank you. Well, she's walking through the clouds with a circus smile that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams, fairy tale. That's all she ever thinks about. It's riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gives to me free. She says, it's alright, it's alright. Take anything, anything you want, baby. She's riding with the through the clouds with a circus smile that's running wild. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. That's all she ever thinks about. She's riding with the wind. Comes to me with a thousand smiles she gives to me free. She says it's alright, it's alright. Take anything, yeah. Anything you want, baby. She's riding with the wind. Jimi Hendrix.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Touching me without permission, don't disobey. Answer to me, said if you wanna play, follow direction. We do this my way, my way, my way. What do you really want? What do you wanna know? What do you wanna see? Where do you wanna go? If you leave it to me, we will not go slow. I got places to be when you're ready. Let me know.
Jealousy and modesty, tests in biology, milk curds, F-words, telling someone they're a nerd. Cocaine's insane, getting high wrecks your brain. It's a dumb thing to do, along with getting drunk, being dumps, trying hard to fall in love. Skinny jeans, heresy, too much popularity, cheating, tweeting, overeating, blame game sits. It's all lame. I'm not holier than you, I just can't stand these things we do. And to me it's all the same, it's just lame. Work stress, PMS, bending over in a dress, dirty dancing, always glancing at the boys. Wait, smelly shoes, bad news, summer school, not cool, but it's a good thing to do. I can't stand artichokes, egg yolks, Vegemite on burnt toast, cellulite, bug bites, guys who wanna pick a fight, speeding, bleeding, trick-or-treating, B.O. zits. It's all lame. I'm not holier than you, I just can't stand these things we do. And to me it's all the same, it's just lame. But I'm not holier than you, I just can't stand these things we do. And to me it's all the same. Shaving with a dull blade, stubbing toes, yellow snow, static on the radio, rug burns, wrong turn, studying for midterms, but it's a good thing to do. I can't stand itchy eyes, white lies, being forced to say goodbye, horse flies, fake cries, stale fries, supersized, dating, waiting, overstating, I hate zits. It's all lame. I'm not holier than you, I just can't stand these things we do. And to me it's all the same, it's just lame. No, I'm not holier than you, I just can't stand these things we do. And to me it's all the same, lame.
Oh, okay, so what, you just pick up and leave, is that it?
Let's hope so. Ask Bianca who drove her home.
Kat, don't change the drove, who drove you home?
Now don't get upset, Daddy, but there's this boy.
Who's a flaming imbecile.
Please.
And I think he might ask me.
Please, I think I know what he's going to ask you. And I think I know the answer. No, it's always no. What are the two house rules? Number one, no dating till you graduate. Number two, no dating till you graduate. That's it.
Daddy, that's so unfair.
All right, you want to know what's unfair? This is for you two. This morning, I delivered a set of twins to a 15-year-old girl. Do you know what she said to me?
I'm a crack whore who should have made my skeezy boyfriend wear a condom?
Close. But no. She said I should have listened to my father.
She did not.
Well, that's what she would have said if she wasn't so doped up.
Can we focus on me for a second, please? I am the only girl in school who's not dating.
Oh, no, you're not. Your sister doesn't date.
And I don't intend to.
And why is that again?
Have you seen the unwashed miscreants that go to that school?
Where did you come from, Planet Loser?
As opposed to Planet... Look at me, look at me.
Okay, here's how we solve this one. Old rule out. New rule. Bianca can date. When she does.
But she's a mutant. What if she never dates?
Then you'll never date. Oh, I like that. And I'll get to sleep at night. The deep slumber of a father whose daughters aren't out being impregnated.
Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mom, I got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. You've been drinking and running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl. miniskirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Witta Jones be told to keep her when the shades all pull completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as the mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. You on because it really did, it happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
All night long.
All night.
All night.
All night.
Days.
All night.
How night. Some shine bright, some shine small. The rains will come and the waters rise. But don't you ever lose your light. In this life, you will know love and pain, joy and sorrow. So when it hurts, when times get hard,
prom. Cat has a date?
Well, no.
Don't think you're fooling me for a second. I know who you want to bend the rules for. It's that hot rod Joey.
What's a hot rod?
It's a... If your sister's not going, you're not going. End of story.
Okay, let's review. Cat, not interested. Me, dying to go.
Do you know what happens at proms?
Yes, Daddy, we'll dance, we'll kiss, we'll come home. It's not quite the crisis situation you imagine.
Kissing, huh? That's what you think happens? Got news for you. Kissing isn't what keeps me up to my elbows in placenta all day long.
Can we for 2 seconds ignore the fact that you're severely unhinged and discuss my need for a night of teenage normalcy?
What's normal? Those damn Dawson's River kids sleeping in each other's beds and whatnot?
Daddy, that is so not...
Got news for you. I'm down. I've got the 411, and you are not going out and getting jiggy with some boy. I don't care how dope his ride is.
Ugh!
My mama didn't raise no fool.
Middle of the night.
father says, what are you gonna do with your life? Well, daddy dear, you're still number one. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, the phone rings in the middle of the night. My mother says, when you're gonna live your life right? Well, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, it's all they really want. Those girls, they wanna have fun. And some boys take a beautiful girl. Oh, they hide her away from the rest of the world. Well, not me, I wanna be the one in the sun. Girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls, it's all they really want. Those girls, they wanna have fun.
Epidemic.
fantasy, it might be enough to get yourself through another day. Yeah. For just what I found, and then I'm coming to the top. Ain't never gonna stop until I drop the thought. Get what I got, coming to my spot. Everything I fought, then I drop the thought, then I drop the thought. You've gotta go your own way.
Give you a shot.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.